For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Arrangements have been finalized for George H.W. Bush, the 41st president and war hero, will lie in state at the United States Capitol this week. A memorial service at the nation's cathedral in Washington will follow. Those in Texas will also have a chance to pay their respects with a funeral at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. Then he will be laid to rest next to his wife Barbara at the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library in College Station. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
The man who served as his Secretary of State was with him as he took his last breath. On Fox News Sunday, James Baker.
They made arrangements for all of his children to call in effect, tell him goodbye. And the last words George Bush ever said were, "I love you." And he said those words to 43.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, "I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom." And he said, "This stuff, it could clean out your arteries." And I'm like, "Oh, wow." He said, "You may be onto something here." And he said, "You just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication." And he says, you're helping your health by doing that." And I'm like, "Whoa, endorsement by the doctor."
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The U.S. will hold off for a three-month timeout in the trade war between Washington and Beijing. During the ceasefire, the Trump administration and China will try to reach a real deal on trade.
It's an incredible deal. It goes down, certainly, if it happens, it goes down as one of the largest deals ever made.
President Trump discussed it on his way home from the G20 summit in Argentina.
It'll have an incredibly positive impact on farming, meaning agriculture, industrial products, computers, every type of product.
If it does happen. And there are those in Congress who have their doubts and want to see specifics. Dozens of injuries and hundreds of arrests as thousands turned out to protest fuel taxes and the cost of living in France. The Arc de Triomphe suffered extensive damage in the violent clashes that raged all day and into the night between protesters and police. The Interior Minister said it was clear some had to demonstrate peacefully, but many others came only to cause violence. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
America's top diplomat says Iran is acting up again. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo did not provide many details when he tweeted on Saturday that Iran is testing medium-range ballistic missiles that he says are capable of carrying multiple warheads. He did warn Iran's missile testing and proliferation is growing, saying it's a clear violation of a UN Security Council resolution. Pompeo stressing the U.S. condemns the acts, calling upon the Islamic Republic to cease those activities immediately. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Brenda Snipes, the embattled Broward County, Florida election supervisor, has made the choice to rescind her resignation, vowing to fight to the very end. With more on the story, here's John Clements.
Despite her earlier resignation over Florida's controversial recount of ballots, Snipes has now changed her mind.
We've made lots of accomplishments, and have always done our work in an air of quality and integrity.
Outgoing Florida Governor Rick Scott accepted her resignation, then suspended her from office on Friday following the voting and ballot controversies that culminated in the 2018 midterms when the GOP had to sue her to get public information. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News.